Pepper and Dylan Show podcasts are brought to you by Boston Pizza, offering free delivery through bostonpizza.com, MyBP's app, and phone-in orders. They're also doing 15% off takeout and curbside pickup orders. So, why aren't you eating a pierogi pizza right now, huh? Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Kiss
91.7. This is all right.
Pepper and Dylan, yeah, you hear them on the radio. They've been together since about 14 years ago. You must be here because you got nowhere else to go.
No.
Thanks for tuning in to the After Show Show.
Welcome to the After Show Show for May 6, 2020.
Are we starting this thing with this?
I don't know. Do you want to?
Audio clip that you have?
I just saw the video moments ago before we started the record on this.
Okay.
And I haven't listened through it all the way through, so I don't know if there's swears or anything that is associated with it. It comes from Animal Planet.
Okay.
And off the top, it says, Coyote Peterson wants to know how bad a sting from a Japanese giant hornet actually is.
Is this the killer hornets? The murder hornets?
Yeah.
The murder what? Wait, murder hornets?
Murder hornets.
Who's this Coyote Peterson character?
I don't know. Maybe it's an Animal Planet guy that people would reckon. I don't know who it is personally.
All right.
The YouTuber.
But he wanted to... he's sitting there and he's got him in tweezers, like this hornet, right? He's got him
How big is it?
It's big.
Okay.
It does not look small. It looks like
give me
the size
something to
of
compare it to, like the size of my thumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
About half of your
thumb.
That's
a big hornet, okay?
And it says that the hornet's venom attacks the nervous system and damages tissues. And so he's in these little tweezers and he's just wiggling and he's got his little stinger coming in and out and his teeth are moving.
Okay.
Ew.
Now he's bringing it right to his arm that has goosebumps on it already.
Okay.
With the tweezers, he's placing it down onto his arm.
Okay.
And hold on, that stinger's going in.
Oh, the stinger's stuck in my arm. Oh!
Oh, it doesn't look good. He's
God,
on his knees.
Really?
Yeah.
He's on his knees now from the pain?
Yeah. How bad is it?
Oh, man, wave of dizziness really quick. Ah!
Sorry, wait, what did he say? A wave of dizziness?
Wave of dizziness really quick. So he is now on his, like, bottom. His legs are out, and he is, like...
Did you just call it his bottom?
Yeah, I don't know, his butt? Is that, he's on his ass.
He's on his bottom.
He's on his bottom, and he's... And he's got his arm extended out, and he's just looking at it, and oh, my God.
Searing pain! Absolute searing pain! There's where the stinger went in right there. Did you not see how slow the sting was?
I see blood.
He's bleeding now from that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now he's getting up, and he's walking away, and now he's back down.
That bad. This is these murder hornets.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it's tough to describe it. You got to describe it for us.
Okay.
He's not describing it right now?
My locked in place.
Ooh, we missed this. Okay, his hand was locked up and seized in place.
This is like the tarantula hawk. Look at the swelling that's beginning to form on my arm. Forearm is incredibly taut. Only about 45 seconds have gone by. When
how swollen is his arm?
Stinger went into my arm.
But it's starting to
I had this like wave. Like a wave came over me and I got super dizzy. Almost didn't feel what was happening. And then the pain just was like immediately searing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. What's that?
That was it slowed down.
Oh, okay.
Look at
now he's on his back.
Oh my!
And his arm is elevated.
Okay, so is this time lapse or is this real time?
Like, this is real time.
So this is like a minute and a half after being stung.
Now he's starting to swell. It's popping up.
Hang on a second. Let's put a circle.
Oh, his feet are in the air. This looks painful.
Yeah, you see the progression of it.
Oh gosh.
How swollen is it?
Oh my goodness, it's coming up like across his arm, like started to quarter, then
did
to a loony
the
maybe.
Discoloration in my skin there, the massive goose egg that has formed.
Now it's got a goose egg
up my arm.
Yeah.
Can you show us the lump?
Holy smokes. It is. Yeah, it's like an egg is implanted in his arm.
Wow. And that's just the swelling from the sting?
I'm sure you guys want to know how this feels as compared to some of the other top insects on the sting index.
Is this what he does?
It blows the cow killer out of the water. No comparison. It definitely trumps the tarantula hawk. When we're talking bullet ant, I would definitely say that at this point it is on par.
The hours following my brutal sting were some of the most painful I have ever faced. And my arm continued swelling.
Oh my God, his hand looks like it's a balloon.
So
what?
So I've been looking, researching this coyote guy.
These are these murder hornets that have now made their way into North America. Okay, yes,
so
Robbie?
This is what he does. He lets things sting and bite him.
What a job!
What are you talking about?
So the tarantula hawk he's talking about is like the giant wasp that kills tarantulas. So he's saying,
how big a wasp do you have to be to earn the name Tarantula Hawk?
You gotta be pretty big.
God.
Oh my goodness.
He also has other sub YouTube channels called Will It Ink. So he goes up to octopuses and sees if they'll ink him.
That's a fun game.
Will It Ink?
Sounds like something we would do.
Yeah. So that's what he does. And if he's saying this is one of the worst ones he's ever been stung by, that's scary.
I'm going to hit play because there's only 28 seconds left. His hand is completely blown up to like double the size of his other hand. His arm is incredibly red.
And where did it bite him?
Right in the forearm.
Okay.
And he continues on just to describe. He said it was the worst pain he's felt.
Nearly double its normal size. The trauma that my mind and body endured today seem like a blur. Through my personal experience, the Japanese giant hornet ranks as a 4 on the insect sting pain index.
Out of?
And in this very moment, I consider it to be the most painful sting in the world.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
This guy who does stings for a living just called it the most painful sting in the world.
Wait a sec.
Oh, my goodness.
Not to downplay any of this, because it sounds horribly uncomfortable and awful.
Ugh.
But if it's the most painful sting in the world, shouldn't that be the maximum of the sting index?
By every
comparison, everything should be below it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't think that the sting index is out of 4. Nobody does anything out of 4.
Robbie, is it a sting index? Is that like a universal thing, or did he make up the sting index?
I'm looking into it now because there's a thing called the Schmidt Sting Pain Index.
Okay.
Why do they have this?
And what is it out of?
Oh, you know what? It's only out of 4.
Would you look at that?
Okay. What a stupid index. It's got to be out of 5 or 10. That's the only things can be out of.
I would have assumed
it
a 5
looks
for
like
sure.
It's 4, yeah. So
okay.
Level, pain level 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, so that's the all-time most painful sting. So does this guy let things bite him or just sting him?
Oh, my God.
All sorts of things.
Why?
Because he's getting millions of views. And now, so I guess he started as a YouTuber. And now
sounds
he's got
like a Robbie friend. Is what it sounds like.
Yes. Who cares how many views he's getting? He's letting animals sting him and bite him.
Yeah, well, I mean, someone's got to do it.
This is his only job, right?
No one has to do it. That's why it's so painful. No one should do it.
Well, how do you know?
Pain is the ultimate deterrent from getting bit and being stung.
I think it's a good public service. This guy is brave.
So will he let a scorpion sting him?
Oh, yeah. Centipedes, scorpions, spiders.
One day... He's going to get stung by something that's a 5 out of 4, and yeah, he'll drop dead.
Right.
Won't he?
I don't, yeah.
Hopefully not.
He's got a tortoise. My mom would be so mad at him. She'd be so mad.
What are you looking at, Robbie?
Looking at different videos of him doing it.
What's his name for people? Coyote what?
Coyote...
Peterson.
Coyote Peterson.
What a guy.
That is cool.
And his YouTube channel is just him getting bitten and stung by different animals?
Yeah, there's one. It's called Brave Wilderness that I'm on, and it's showing him doing just a whole bunch of different animals.
I kind of feel like I could watch that all day, though. I could watch somebody get bitten, stung by animals.
Bloodworms, like everything you can think of.
But he's not letting like snakes bite him. Yep. He's not going to let a cobra bite him. Yeah. Like a cobra will kill you.
A pit viper? He's letting all sorts of animals.
Wait a sec. What?
This guy's crazy.
He's letting a viper bite him?
Yeah, he's letting. That's
why?
So neat.
But what is the snake, the most venomous snake in the world that'll kill
cobra?
An elephant?
Wasn't it a cobra?
There's one that will kill an elephant, and it would kill a man in like 30 seconds. He's not going to let that bite him.
Maybe not.
Even if he's got the antidote right there with him. Like I would never trust an antidote, by the way.
Never. This guy is out of his mind.
There's probably a limit if you're going to die from it, right? Because
but how do you know?
Because other people have been stung and died.
No, but how does he know none of these would have just like his body? Oh, yeah, he is entering kill zone with white sharks, Pepper.
Oh, this idiot.
This guy's brave.
Wait, is he in a cage, though? He's got to be in a cage if he's going to be surrounded by sharks, isn't he?
It doesn't look as cagey as you would want it to be. It almost looks like a glider. He's like in a glider. It's weird.
Yeah.
You got to look at this guy's sight. Creepy jungle. No, thank you.
Giant water bugs. Just anything to get the views.
Nope.
Like, he's getting a lot of views for this stuff.
Yeah, like 3.2 million,
yeah.
I guess. He's getting money for it. This is his job.
A giant centipede. And he's just, he's holding it.
Imagine the anxiety going to work. Like, sitting, you go, like, oh.
Yeah, like, you're going into pain. Like, today's the day I'm going to get, like, every day at work, you punch the clock and then somebody punches you, basically, is what it is, right?
No,
it's the same with those UFC fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a dumb job.
Yeah.
Boxers, all those guys, hockey players. Like, what a dumb job.
Yeah, but we all played that game as a kid. Like, how much would you do to do this, right? It's always how much?
I can't even put a price on allowing a viper to bite me. I can't. I don't know. If I knew I wasn't going to die.
And for the most part, I think he does.
Okay, here we go. $10,000. You knew you were going to live. Would you let you just watch that the pain that guy went through?
Yeah,
I would do 10,000. I'd probably do. How long was he in pain for? How many days was he in pain for? Like 2 days?
I think, yeah, one or two.
Is that what he said? Like. 2 days of pain, $500?
But he said worst pain he ever had. $500? Are you out of your mind?
So the worst pain I ever had was, I've told you that, the root canal without freezing was by far the worst pain I've ever had. Or the swollen testicle from the botched vasectomy.
Kidney stones?
That's one in one. Oh, the kidney stones. Yeah, God, that's a new one. No, you know what? No, that... The filling without...
What about the fart?
Or the root canal... Well, the fart was just discomfort that I didn't know what it was. I'll tell you, no, you know what, though? The thing about the fart that hurt so bad...
That you had to go to the ER?
Because I didn't know what was wrong with my stomach, and all. I just had a wedged fart. Like, that's all it was. Like, I passed gas, and I felt great. The pain that I was suffering, and Dylan, you took me to the hospital, the pain that I was suffering from that air bubble in my stomach...
Yeah, it looked like hell.
...was so bad. However, the relief when I finally passed the gas... was so amazing.
Didn't you go on record before of saying that you would say it was worth it to do it again?
It was almost, it redeemed itself. The pain was it was redemption for the pain.
Yeah,
because it felt so great. It's like when you have, remember when, and I don't know, because I suffered some pretty bad acne when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Do you remember if you'd get an infected pimple or something? This is going to get kind of gross, and I'll try not to be super gross, but when you'd get an infected pimple or something like that, and then you'd finally pop it, the relief that came was almost worth the discomfort.
Is that just because you like popping the pimple?
Like you were just like, oh, ow, ow, ow.
Did it feel better?
It felt so good. Because it was so swollen. It was so infected. It
was a huge release.
Yes. It just feels great. And that was what it was like when I was in the hospital overnight because I had to fart.
Right.
Okay. So on the real ones, the fart excluded.
Okay.
Where's the worst pain you've been through? This is the freezing with, or the root canal
without
freezing. The ball sack incident.
The swollen testicle.
And then.
The kidney stones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we saw you with kidney stones in your bathroom at a party, and it looked like it was.
It was, yeah. Yeah, let's go kidney. Oh, gee, but that root can. No, kidney stones because it lasted for days. The attacks would come and go on and on. And then you could. This is okay. Yeah, kidney stones. Here's why. Okay. Because you felt them coming and you knew it was coming and you knew it was coming and then it hit you. And the only way was to get through the attack. And then the passing actually wasn't as horrible as I was expecting. It was pretty bad, but it wasn't as bad as I expected
it
to be.
They say it's like childbirth.
It's the passing through the kidney, like in your back, that hurts.
Right.
But when
right.
it actually comes out, it's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah,
because it was the moving through the pipes on the inside.
Right.
I think you have a really high pain tolerance for some things, and then really low, like, because I've seen you stub your toe before, too.
Hangnail. Hangnails, I cannot stop talking about, complaining about, whining about, is a hangnail.
Yeah.
And you can't say a stubbed toe isn't the worst pain. Imagine a stubbed toe. But the pain doesn't go away. A sustained pain from a stubbed toe.
That's what you're saying it is?
That'd be worse than that damn wasp.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay.
You know when you stub your toe and it's just, thank God it's only for a second? Because I think if it was 5 minutes, it'd kill a person.
Wow. I've likened that feeling or the one, you know when you get that calf in the middle
of
the night?
That's one of the worst.
Oh, the calf cramp?
I always say that's a gunshot. In my head, that's got to be what a gunshot feels like because you can't get rid of the pain.
No.
There's no escape. And it is just sitting there, and it lasts maybe a minute or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But I imagine gunshot is that for a long time.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Well, yeah. It is, but you, at least with a calf, what is it? A seize up? What is it? A cramp?
Cramp.
Yeah,
you know it's going to end. With a gun, if you got shot in the street.
I don't know. I've had some that I think are never going to end. Like, you know when you get that pain that lasts so long that you think, well, this is my life now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with this pain forever.
Yes. Yeah.
I've had cramps that last that long.
See, and then I've always wondered, because movies do such a bad job.
The worst.
With what real pain looks like, what gunshots look like, what fights look like. So I always have wondered, because I've never seen someone actually get shot.
Burning, apparently. burn, hot, hot burn.
That's it.
That's what I've heard. I've never been shot. I can't say.
It feels like a burn?
I mean, Robbie, if you want a challenge. but apparently, yeah, it feels like an incredible burn.
Okay, would think it would be more throbbing. No.
What about a stab? How do you feel about getting stabbed?
I think stab, you wouldn't even know.
No, I agree.
Oh, you must.
I don't think you would know. I think it would like, because you've cut your finger before. Sometimes
you're
just
with a nice sharp knife. But if you're just grabbing a rusty bread knife and stabbing.
Well, who's this guy?
That's going
to
be.
Who's grabbing a rusty bread knife to stab somebody?
You're not
somebody.
Always going
to
be stabbed
bread
with something.
Knife would be the worst stab.
Exactly.
No, but why would I use a rusty bread knife to stab you? It's going to be more work for the stabber.
Yeah.
When you even if I don't care about the stabby, if I'm the stabber, I'm like, that looks like a lot of effort. Like,
you
ever tried to cut a steak with a table knife?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. I don't want to do that. If I'm going to cut a steak or stab a person, I want the sharpest knife possible.
Okay, let's consider it.
Right?
I've cut myself on a table saw before. My hand on a table saw.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I was very young and I almost lost my finger. Yeah, I was. My dad was making wood plugs, is what he used to make for.
Dad loves wood.
He really does. And so there were these little benches that kids would sit on.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to make them for the craft sales at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was making wood plugs, and my job was to collect the wood plugs after he had cut them out. And you basically drill the holes, and then you cut along the side, and they all just pop out one at a time.
Okay.
And so he ran it around along the table saw. And
I'll pretend I'm handy and crafty enough to know at all what you're talking about.
Robbie, no?
They're plugs. Do they plug up the screw holes?
Yeah, so that you can cover it and then you can't see the screw hole.
Yep.
And then so my job was to grab them and put them in the little bin after he did that.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed them too early. The saw was still on and I went and grabbed it.
Oh my God.
And it would happen so fast that it didn't even feel painful.
Where did you cut yourself?
Like right here, this finger.
How does a table saw not go right through your finger quickly?
I think I must have noticed it so quick. And then the blood just was squirting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I covered it with my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran. Well, I didn't run. I quickly walked out of the garage because I was. I didn't want my dad to be mad.
And at that point, it wasn't like hurting. Because
it wasn't hurting. It was such shock.
In such shock, yeah.
So like no pain whatsoever. And that's what that's the only reason I think a stab would be much alike. So like such shock, I walked away. And then I remember my dad, he was smart enough or saw blood to know something was up. And he chased after me and says, "What's wrong?" I said, "Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing." And then I just started crying because I thought he was going to be really mad at me because I had ruined some of the wood plugs with my blood.
You jerk.
I know. I was very concerned. And then we went to the hospital, and that's the first time I got stitches.
The thing with cuts is that it's the days later that are the annoying pain.
With the infected and then the itching. After the fact is the itching.
Yeah.
But okay, so stabbing, I think, would be, as far as pain goes, I think stabbing would be so you couldn't even feel it.
It's so quick.
In and out.
And it's so sharp. Okay, so let's get rid of stabbing. We're still on shooting. I've got one for you, Dylan, that you've experienced, and I want to know how this measures up. When you stepped during the peacock or the peahen fiasco, when you stepped on that nail and it went through your foot.
It's like getting stabbed with a rusty bread knife.
Yeah. No.
In the foot.
It wasn't comfortable, but it wasn't like... It sucked. But I think it's more psychological because it was rusty.
Well, there's that awful scene in Home Alone that makes me squirm every time when he's almost to step on that knife.
That was me, except that I wasn't barefoot.
Right.
I had a shoe on.
And so how deep did it go?
It was enough to get a tetanus shot, and my whole sock was like soaked.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that sucked. But no, still not. Like, that was painful, I guess.
Yeah.
But not nothing compared to what you've experienced, at least in my head.
What's the most pain you've ever suffered, Robbie?
I'm just trying to think because, the times I've been most injured. Maybe I was just in
Robbie
shock.
Robbie doesn't feel pain.
Yeah, it's all head injuries with you, isn't it?
Well, no. Like, I've had my tongue. I almost bit my tongue off once.
Oh, that story when you were playing road hockey.
Yeah, but that was more scary than I didn't know was going
to
happen.
I wouldn't be able to stop playing with my half-severed tongue.
No.
I could be flicking it around my mouth all the time.
It sucked.
Robbie,
we'll
come back in 1 second to the rest of your pain, but has anyone watched that Michael Jordan documentary?
Yes.
This tongue thing, it was no one concerned in his career
it's
about
very
his
dangerous.
Tongue?
Very, very dangerous.
I haven't seen it.
I don't think it has nothing to do with the documentary.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. When Michael Jordan played for 10, 15, 18 years, however long he played basketball for, he always played with his tongue out.
Oh, I see.
I don't think they'll end up talking about it with 4 episodes left in the documentary, but
I'm so worried for him.
He got it from his dad because when his dad was focused.
Oh, there's actually a thing?
He would stick his tongue out.
I did not know that.
Much like when Charlie Brown would draw or do school equations.
No, I didn't.
That a weird one? Does anybody know about Charlie Brown would always stick his tongue out when he was thinking?
I don't know enough about Charlie. I just know the Christmas special.
That's it? That's your Charlie Brown knowledge?
Is there more? I didn't even know. The Great Pumpkin Adventure.
Oh,
yes.
No, Charlie Brown, for really, huh?
Is that a television, like a regular everyday television show?
Yes. Well, no,
Peanuts.
There was a cartoon.
I thought it was in the paper.
It was a comic strip. Remember when I wrote that letter to the Edmonton Sun? Because they got Charlie, they took Garfield out. That's what it was.
Oh,
was I ever mad that they took my daily Garfield out of the Edmonton Sun.
The amount of letters in our career that you have written.
It's the back page of a newspaper. What do you got to go monkeying around? What else are you going to do with it? Put Garfield on there.
I thought about that for years, and I still think about it sometimes. Because I was a Garfield fan myself. But I bet you the residuals were too much.
They were paying Jim Davis too much.
Garfield cost too much, so they replaced it with old Shim Sham.
Yeah, they used some sort of knockoff. A Heathcliff or something came in there.
Exactly.
Because
they couldn't afford it anymore.
What a bastard that Heathcliff was.
It's like Netflix when they started. They couldn't afford anything.
It was pretty bad.
Right? So I bet you the paper, like they were running out of money. People were leaving the papers. Therefore, Garfield was the first to go.
It was one of the first budget cuts to make.
The Sunshine Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a different. What a sexist time that was when there was
Yeah, there's a Sunshine Boy, though.
Oh, in black and white, buried in the middle of the paper. I remember the Sunshine Girl is just so incredibly offensive if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like now, through our 2020 lens, I remember working at a gas station. This is when people read the newspaper, and dudes would just come in. They just come in off
and
the street and just open it up, look, and go, maybe. And then they'd close it and leave. They wouldn't buy anything. Terrible. They wouldn't do anything. It was just terrible.
Right.
It was just an awful, awful
years.
Thing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the front page, open it up, and there's a Sunshine Girl. And it was normally some local girl that was an aspiring model of some sort. In fact, I think the first girl I ever slept with when I was 12 years old that I lost
she
my virginity
was a
Sunshine
to. Girl?
No, her sister was.
Ah. Okay. That's quite the... I don't know. That's something to be proud of.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know
what
either.
A weird time that was, the newspaper times.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Robbie, back to you. You bit your tongue off.
Yeah, but I mean, the things that I've done that are pain, they're not, they were just the quick ones, right? Like the quick, like, jolt of pain and then it was gone.
Like when you got in a fight with your friend? And he punched you and you fell down and hit your head on the road?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's just you hit your head. So that one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah,
hitting your head on concrete and on pavement is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a bad one for sure.
But it's not sustained pain.
No, you wake up.
Why did your friend punch you?
Oh, it was a long, long story. We're all drinking. It was a sucker punch is what it was.
Okay, why did your friend sucker punch you? Friends at the time or were you friends later?
The long story short is because I didn't want to be in his wedding party. Because I didn't think he was taking his wedding seriously. And he was being a jerk and he was just being very selfish. And it was a long ongoing thing that just came down to a fight in a parking lot.
Well, it wasn't much of a fight. He hit you.
He attacked me between people and I just wasn't ready.
Okay.
And
not being ready in a fight is the worst thing going.
And I tripped. It wasn't because of the punch. I just tripped because what are you doing? And stumbled backwards and then wound up falling. But
are you guys friends now?
Yeah, that's all in the past.
How did you
Didn't you end up at their honeymoon or something? Weren't you in their suite?
Oh, no, that's a different friend. He's never hit me. He could throw me over his head and turn me into a pretzel. He's huge.
Okay.
Don't pick a fight with that guy.
Yeah, he got mad. Who's that? What's his name?
I won't incriminate him.
Okay.
For punching me and insulting me.
No, the other guy. The guy that you stayed with.
Oh, Terry. That's no, Terry. That's Nubs.
Okay.
He cut his finger off.
He got married in a destination wedding, right?
Yep.
Like Mexico?
Yep.
He got married.
Yep.
And you stayed in their suite?
Well, I missed my flight home.
Okay.
And all the rooms were booked at the resort.
Right.
So I couldn't extend my room. So I had nowhere to stay.
How many extra days did you stay?
It was three.
Whoops.
So you stayed in on their honeymoon.
Yes.
You stayed in their hotel room.
In their suite. It was his idea. Them.
Where did you sleep?
I slept. It was like more of a suite. So they had a couch.
Okay.
And they did have doors onto the bed.
Thank
into the room
goodness.
With the bed in it.
Okay.
So they let me stay on the couch.
Did you feel awkward coming back? Like, did you stay out way later than you should have? Or did you all just act as like a happy couple?
We acted like a happy couple.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I was mad because what? How come there's got to be rooms? So that the first night they went to bed and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to my room. So I snuck out, went back to the room that I was originally in
mm-hmm.
and the patio window was open.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm just going to sleep in my old room because I didn't think that they would actually fill it. Mm-hmm. I thought they were just saying that at the resort. Went in the middle of the night.
Why would they just say that?
That's a weird thing to say.
I know, but I was just mad because I left that day at 4. I'm like, there's no way they filled my room right now.
So you opened the patio to your
the
old
patio
door.
Was open. There's two people sleeping there. They hopped out of bed.
Well, yes.
So afraid. Like, they were so scared.
Why would you not be scared? I was think like, about that.
Sorry, and I went back to the room. I know. I felt really bad about it.
Did
but
you go
I did,
back the next day and
no,
say sorry?
No, I was like, okay, they did fill it. My bad. That was wild. That was a wild time.
Why would you not think that they would, why would they lie to you?
I don't know. I figured like there's got to be a room on this resort. There's got to be one extra, but they wouldn't give me one.
Right.
I just the people.
How
at the
dare
front
they?
Desk, no, sorry. There's nowhere you can stay. I'm like, okay, fine. So they let me stay in their room. But yeah, we just went back. It was after a few
You
drinks.
Can't really be mad at the resort for that though when you screwed up.
I know. But I'll be honest, Terry did a lot of convincing me. He wanted me to stay
mm-hmm.
because I had booked my flight early.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that was involved in the wedding came 3 days later and were staying 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
So I was automatically leaving 3 days earlier than everybody. He was trying to get me to stay the whole time. And it just so happened that I did miss my flight. Like, it just all came together.
It
all came together
exactly
for all of us.
Except
I had to stay in their room.
That would be, yeah. Was she upset? Like, because that's
yeah,
your boy.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You'd think so. And I know it's dumb, but they were staying for another extra week. So mm-hmm. after everybody who came to the wedding left, they had actually booked a full week at a higher end resort
mm-hmm.
for their honeymoon.
Okay.
So this was just the wedding and I was just there for a couple days.
So they were happy to have you in there. And
they
so
seemed like it. She was really cool about it. She didn't mind. Like, I could honestly have gone into town. Like, I think it was, what is it, Puerto Vallarta or Cancun or something. Is Cancun the one that's, you have to take a bus far away to get to the resort?
Depends where you're at.
That's all of Mexico. Yeah. Depends on where you are at the time. Are you a bus ride away or not a bus ride away? That's normally how it works.
So I could have went into the town. Like, I could have went into the town and got a hotel.
Right.
Right? There were options, but they'll stay with me.
Sure.
Was okay. I within walking distance or not within walking distance?
Yeah.
I can't. Okay.
That, you can tell what kind of party you guys were
it
having.
It was a wild, wild time. But no, that's Terry. Terry's one of my best buddies.
And you didn't see the couple, say, the next day that was staying in your room?
It was really dark.
Well, it's a funny story because I've told you about when Chris and I were still married and we went to Cancun with Josh and Kristen Clausen.
Right.
And we went, and it was a rather, because here's the thing you need to know about Josh Clausen. I'm going to out him a little bit here, okay? So Josh Clausen is, without a doubt, and I'll try and use the most polite words, frugal when it comes to, well, frugal, period.
Yeah.
Okay. But when it comes to vacations, he has to take charge and book where he wants to go because he refuses to pay regular price on a vacation. Okay. And he will search high and low. He will turn over every stone possible to find the best deal.
Does he end up finding like good deals?
He always finds great deals, sometimes at the risk of the resort being very good.
Okay. Well, that's not as good a deal. No,
well, that's exactly it. But so he'll try and sell it. Right, is the best thing. He'll sell it. Look at this place. Doesn't it look great? It's awesome. And you're like, oh, it looks okay. And then when you get there and you realize, and he realizes too, he's like, uh-oh, this is kind of a budget resort.
So then he has to sell
he'll
even more.
Sell it even more. Like, you're not there. Like, you're looking around going, Josh, I'm here. Like, I know. But anyway, so we were at this resort, and he found this amazing deal in Cancun, and it was an older resort, and they still had, believe it or not, they still had keys.
Oh.
Actual keys to get into
that
your hotel
just tells
room.
You how old that resort
so
is.
So you go and you check into the resort and they handed us keys and you're like, what the hell is this? And you got to, and I forgot even that those existed at one time, right? So we've got these keys and what you do at the end of your vacation, your stay there, you hand back the key and
yeah.
they hand it into somebody else. But they were, and I say this with what sounds like very little respect, but it's a great deal of respect. They're really Mexican type keys. Like, they just, they kind of fit, every key fit into every lock, kind of.
Oh, universal.
They were kind of universal. So, like you could see it, like, if I put a key into one lock, you could move it a little bit. So, you think about a resort with, I don't know, say 12 stories of, I don't know, say 1,200 rooms. Who knows how many rooms were there.
Yeah.
There's only so many key combinations to go around. Anyway, as luck would have it, my wife at the time.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Are you saying there's only so many key combinations? Like, well, if I was to go doors over from my house right now, that's the same combination as mine?
Well, maybe not, but I'm betting you somewhere in Edmonton, your key would open another door.
I bet you.
How many combinations?
That's got to be a fun morning show.
How many possibilities can you have?
That seems ridiculous to me that that's so not secure.
Well, it's...
I mean, I've never mathematically ever thought they've about got, it ever like, before.
How many different combinations can a door key actually have?
Yeah,
this is worth trying.
Robbie, Google that. See how many,
especially the older ones, right? Like the older locks, like you. Like
well, that's what I'm saying. Like these locks were really, really tiny, and like just they're the kind of lock that you could probably open with a quarter. To be totally honest with you, okay?
Yeah.
So, and that's what would get what kept us safe with the door locked was this cheap old lock. Anyway. So we're fast asleep, my wife and I, and we hear some commotion, as you do in resorts because there's so much drinking going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a light sleeper and I can kind of hear it. And then we hear rattling at the door. And I think somebody's trying to get into our room. But I also think, God, I'm tired. So I ignore it. And I think, it can't possibly be. And then I also think, well, the locks will protect us.
Sure.
And then I hear a door open, and I think, well, that can't be our door. It must just, the walls are very thin. Somebody's opening their door in the room next to us. And then I see
Robbie trying to find his bed.
And then I see the light.
They turn it on, the light?
No, the light coming from the hallway. So our door is open.
Okay.
So, and then a drunk guy stumbles into our room. And he's like, so loaded, you can barely understand what he says.
Oh.
And he says, well... this isn't my room. And you're kind of like, well, yeah, no shit. It's not your room. Like, we're in here fast asleep. He's a younger guy.
Sure.
And.
But he's in resort condition, right?
Just that he'd been partying?
Yeah.
Like
resort condition.
Oh, yeah. We didn't at any time, just because we could tell just that he was young and he was there partying and having a good time. We could tell it was an honest mistake. Still freaky as hell.
Oh,
but we could tell it was an honest mistake and we weren't really in any danger.
Is your wife up at this point?
My wife was pretty concerned at the time. And she just started, by the way, and this is what I learned in that moment. And we'd been married probably 15 years by this point. Here's what I learned about my wife in that moment that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That she would be way more reliable in a break-in situation than I would. Like, she was ready to kick this guy's ass.
And you were, like, shivering.
And I was cowering in fear. Yeah, like, she was, like, the language coming out of her mouth, partly because she was scared. Like, get that out of here, just yelling at him. And I was just like, oh, this is kind of funny. So never mess with her. Mess with me all you want. Break into my hotel room, just not hers. Anyway, so he stumbles out, and he was on the wrong floor, it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that tell you?
Well, there you go. They're reusing. Robbie, do you have the lock information?
It's something that needs more research. But what I'm finding immediately is you could... there are keys that have enough combinations to give everybody on the planet their own key.
Okay.
But... most vendors distribute keys and lock combinations by region. So like car companies or houses and stuff. So
if we go to like North Carolina, I just can pick a house and there I go?
You might be able to. It's like East Coast, West Coast, right?
So like area codes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so maybe they just, the Ronas split them up by region, right? So they'll put like, this batch goes to Canada, this batch goes to Texas or whatever, right?
This combination.
Yeah, this batch of combinations. So
never gave that any thought before, but that's not secure at all. Now that you think about it,
yeah,
the fact that someone else has a key out there,
it would be so unlikely. So unlikely.
Yeah. But now this is like a treasure hunt to find whose house has your key.
Yeah.
Weird.
And yeah, there's the new question.
Okay.
If you have the key to the house, is it breaking and entering?
Well, it's not your house.
Ah, but you got a key.
So, yeah. I mean, it's not break. It's entering.
No sign of forced entry.
It's unlock and entering.
I don't know. Is there a law against that?
So the next day, we were walking by the pool, and Kristen sees him. And says, that's the guy. And I thought, like, I would be the worst witness in a crime ever because I wouldn't even know. Like, I just knew that it was a white guy fairly young. That's all I knew. And she picked him out like that. And she walked up and she says, hey, it's you. And he was like, hey, he knew us too. Like, I would be horrible.
How did he know you?
He remembered us.
But he could, in his condition.
I know, it was crazy. Anyway, turns out he's from Leduc.
Would you look at that?
No way.
Oh, that's a nice visit.
He just got.
Oh, that's that would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
If someone tried to come in.
Yeah.
And you've had that multiple times. Like, you've told the story before about the break-in in Vancouver.
Well, that was a real break-in. That was a home invasion. Oh, yeah.
There is nothing that would scare me more than somebody in my house.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
It's like, pretty freaky, yeah.
It just gets in. That's psychological. I don't want that.
Well, you, for a birthday, a surprise birthday party, didn't Sean, your friend, and Robbie's arch nemesis, he hide in your house?
Yeah, he sent me that video probably 3 weeks ago.
On your 30th birthday, he came here to surprise you.
Yeah.
You were unsuspecting. You came home, and where was he hiding? In your bedroom?
No, he was just in the dark. So okay. I got to the top of my stairs, and he came out of the dark at me, and is like, surprise!
Like, did he go, ooga booga booga, or just a surprise?
I think he just says, I think I have it, like, right here. I think it was just surprise. It was the biggest jerk move of all time, because he was trying to be nice, which, I mean, I guess, but it was so scary. Yeah.
Well, that's the point.
No, a surprise isn't supposed to be scary.
A surprise and a scare are two totally different things.
Yeah, here it is.
Okay, all right. We'll hold it up to them. Okay, so here's Dylan. He's walking in. You can see the camera angle from upstairs. Dylan's in his main entrance. Sean's waiting upstairs. You're with somebody. You're with Jordan, your friend Jordan. Okay. So he's standing at the top of the stairs in the dark, and he's filming from the angle that looking down on you. Okay. Okay. So now Dylan's looking for something or something. Sean's impatiently probably at this point waiting for you to come upstairs.
Am I going up yet?
You haven't gone. It's just pure darkness now. So he's hiding on you here. Okay.
Hello?
You knew something was amok?
I thought I heard something.
Okay. That was you saying hello?
Oh.
Jeez, okay.
What are you doing here?
I thought we were live for a second. It scared me.
He got you.
We might want to bleep that out.
That's okay. A good scare. Yes. How did he get into your house?
So he had arranged
his key
it.
In North Carolina worked, no problem.
He had arranged it with Jordan and Erica. They knew that it was happening.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just, oh my God, was I scared.
That's funny.
Because I heard like some sort of rustling. I was like, did I leave a window open or something? Like I didn't know what it was. And when I came up, he jumped out of the dark at me, which is not what a surprise birthday is about. So a surprise is one thing.
Yeah.
Jump out of the dark shadows in your house when you don't expect anything by yourself.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
That was not fun. Mm-hmm. That was not it. I didn't enjoy that.
So somebody has broken into your house to surprise you. Somebody's broken into my hotel room and my house on two different occasions. One to surprise me, one to rob me. And Robbie's broken into somebody's hotel room. It's kind of fitting, isn't it?
There you go. I like it.
So Robbie, worst pain you've ever suffered.
Oh my God.
Did you fall off a mountain? That sounds like that would be pretty high up on the list.
Those don't hurt that much.
You fell out of that tree.
Fell out of a tree. That hurts. Didn't hurt that much. I don't know. I got
fell out of a tree while you were sleeping. Is that
I did that once.
Okay.
I passed out in the tree.
Okay.
Fell out of the tree.
How high up in the tree were you to pass out in the tree?
9 feet.
That's a far fall when you're not awake.
Yeah. Yeah, it was painful. But I honestly will say one of the worst pains I ever felt was the compressed air on my nipple.
Oh, and make Robbie say ow?
Yes. Even through everything I've been through, that is
compressed
one of the
air canisters used to clean electronics and keyboards and those sort of things.
You flip them upside down and it's frostbite.
Okay.
It's frostbite. And that lasts for a long time. It gives you the burn. It actually burns your skin.
Yeah, that is frostbite.
So that is probably the most painful thing I've ever done.
Really?
And I like that stuff. Like you guys were saying, like what kind of sick person.
I don't understand it.
It gives you that. It gives you pleasure to get pain sometimes.
Yeah, no, there's words for that, isn't there? Isn't that that's a whole underground
masochistic? Yeah,
right. But only because it like releases endorphins after, right? So when you get an immediate like smack or something, Like after you feel good. Like,
okay. I don't. I'm different than you.
What, Dylan, you've got to be able to relate to a little bit of this because you, like what we've found out is many on the times we discussed this, you love searing gum pain when you're at the dentist. You love poking your gums.
But I don't find it painful. I find it's not a pain to me. It's like a...
It's like an itch?
Yeah.
It's almost like an itch scratch.
That's a better
I know what you mean.
It's not pain as much as it would be, like a cool sensation to me.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why when relieving. People say it's like, yeah, when it's pain, I can't reference... Like, I understand I've had nerve pain before.
Oh, that nerve pain.
Nerve pain's different than gum pain. Oof,
it's the worst.
I know, and I ate a whole lemon yesterday.
Oh.
And so my teeth feel like they've been, like, eroded away.
Like the shocking
so today,
of it, yeah.
Brushing my teeth what last night today was the worst.
What the hell is going on? What do you mean you ate a whole lemon yesterday?
Well, I bit it. Like, I bit it and then squeeze it in your mouth.
What?
Right? So you can bite it and then squeeze it.
Like you wanted lemon juice but just didn't have the time?
I just love lemons. But it erodes your teeth and makes the nerve endings.
I don't know, Dylan. Wait a sec. So was it a whole lemon and you bit it in half to expose the...
No, I just bit like I bit. And like the lemon rind isn't that tough. You can actually eat it. It's pretty good. So I took a bite to expose it. And then it had a hole. So I squeezed that lemon in my mouth.
You're wild.
But I feel like it did the erosion on my teeth a little bit. So brushing my teeth this morning was the worst. I felt every single little bristle going into my gums and into the nerves of my teeth. It was awful.
Yeah.
So I hate that.
It'll bring it back to you eating a lemon. You just bit into a lemon like an apple?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to do, no?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. You're a strange eater, though. Like, I've seen you do a lot of things that I just go like, huh. Not my cup of tea.
People just need to get, like, why can't you eat? The only bad thing about eating a lemon is the teeth. But that'll enamel will grow back, I hope.
There's the apple core that you go through. There's the...
kiwi skin.
Yeah, you always eat the kiwi skin.
Yeah.
The entire pepper.
Yep. Sunflower seed shells.
Wait, you eat the entire pepper?
Yep.
The stem too?
Not the stem, but the core. Like, not the hard stem.
The white stuff that nobody eats.
Oh, yeah.
He eats that.
Okay.
Yeah, you should. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Before quarantine, my friend had cut up an entire watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
But left so much on the rind. Like, why aren't you not eating the white stuff?
So you went through their rinds? Like you went the crust of someone's pizza?
Yeah. And I scraped it and ate it all down. It's just it's wasteful.
Look at how proud you are.
It's wasteful.
I don't disagree, but it's just a weird thing to go after someone else's rinds after they've been in their mouth.
I know.
So you eat the pink and the white part of the watermelon?
Yes. The white is good.
Okay.
The white is good.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, Robbie eating a lemon, it doesn't really faze me. It's weird,
I
didn't
want to take away from the discussion. I'm just saying, like, my teeth hurt. I know the feeling.
Right.
And today I can feel it especially.
Yeah, I imagine. Ugh. I hope that grows back or does whatever it's supposed to as well.
It should.
And none of this compares to what that bite from the sting from the wasp. The or for that hornet, I should
that
say.
That guy said 4 out of 4 pain.
Right.
Worst thing he's ever felt.
Wow.
I'd do that for $2,500.
$2,500?
$2,500.
No way, man. Not a
if
chance.
If you know the pain is going to go away.
If you know the pain is going to go
away. Within 24 to 48 hours. Like, you know it's going to be. It's searing, awful, the worst pain you've ever felt. But it does go away.
Yeah, no.
Not going to do it.
I'm not. I'm just not. Like, I know that Robbie is way different, like, with the challenges we do. Uh-huh. I know even you, Pepper, are more different than I am.
Uh-huh.
I've got zero interest in pain. Like, zero. Like, I remember that one time when we shot you with the... paintball and you were shirtless.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'll do that.
It sucked.
And I said, you'll do it? Like, I can't wrap my head around that. Or like when we'd weed whack Robbie for make Robbie say ow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm missing the part of my brain that says I'll take on pain.
Or we're missing the part of the brain that says we'll put ourselves through pain.
I think that maybe that's more likely.
Right.
But I will do everything in my power to not feel pain. Right. Everything I possibly can do to avoid pain. Because like emotional pain, yeah, bring it on, whatever. Yeah. But physical pain, like, I don't know if it's because I'm so scared because my brother and I fought when we were younger.
Yeah.
But like, I remember, I have friends, like tons of guy friends that are like, let's go fight.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They're like, come on, let's go get in a fight tonight at the bar. And I'm like, what are you talking? Why would
I've never understood
want to do
fight
that.
Guy.
I know you guys probably think I do, but that was never me. That's never been a thing.
Yeah, but that's just like, I know, I want no pain in my life. And I remember as a kid, I
want no risk in my life. To me, going to pick a fight is very risky.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Did either of you, and I don't know if this is just because this is how I grew up, yeah, but I this could be common. Like, we had an unfinished basement.
Yeah.
So therefore, we didn't have a cover on the light switch. Uh-huh. And we would turn regularly to go, because it was always our job to go get potatoes from the cold room.
Yeah.
Because we liked fries so much growing up.
Yeah.
And I always had this internal struggle since I was a young boy, because I loved fries so much, but Dad would always tell me I had to go get them.
Yeah.
And I'd always stick my damn finger in that thing and zap myself, to the point where I didn't even want French fries for a while.
Right.
Which I, me not wanting French fries? It's unbelievable.
That's putting yourself through pain.
Oh my God. But yeah, like I don't know if it's from that child. I just hate any sort of physical pain.
Hmm.
Any sort. And you, both of you guys have said, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, because your body rewards you.
How?
By releasing endorphins.
So you're,
and that is
for
a
like,
drug, that's like equivalent to like a morphine or something. So it's like, it's a high-end drug that your body produces when you have pain.
Maybe my body doesn't produce it. Because that, I don't get this like surge of good after pain. Do you?
To me, not that I can think of. The only reason I'm doing it is because I've got a basement to pay for. That's all I can think of. I've got a line of credit to pay off.
Right.
I mean, just throw me in a pit of vipers, man. If you're going to pay off my line of credit, I'll take that risk.
I guess.
Well, I'm talking more about the immediate pains, like a shock. Mm-hmm. I don't like shocks, but you get shocked, it goes away right away. Okay?
You peed on an electric fence.
Yeah, that was awful. It was awful. But it's kind of like hot sauce versus wasabi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hot sauce is hot, it burns, and it lasts and lasts and lasts.
True.
Wasabi gives you that just instant burn, your eyes water,
away.
And it's gone.
Right.
But it's still so hot, right?
So you pick wasabi over hot sauce.
Yeah, because it goes away.
Okay.
That's a good way to look at it.
All right.
I don't mind that.
So like with the wasp, if it lasted a couple days, that's a different story.
Right.
I don't like the lingering pain, but I don't mind that those quick little, like a weed whack to the shins, meh. Like that goes away pretty quick.
Yeah, you know? I'm just still not interested.
Speaking of wasabi, two dumb stories of me showing off.
I'd like to hear both of these. Did you
snort
it?
One story I have never revealed to anyone in my life.
Here we go!
And I've always tried to figure out a way to do it.
Okay, number two. That's number two.
Okay, so number one was Sherry, my girlfriend, loves sushi. So in the courting process, when you're still trying to put together your best self, which mm-hmm. you should continue to do throughout a relationship, but oddly, none of us ever do.
No.
I booked a sushi making class from this cooking program. So we went to make sushi, and they used real wasabi. Did you know the difference between real wasabi?
I've never had real wasabi.
And what you get at most restaurants.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Completely different.
Did you make it, like you crushed it yourself?
No, it was prepared, okay, but it was real wasabi, mm-hmm, like as opposed to
from a radish, right?
Well, I guess the wasabi you get at a lot of sushi restaurants is just horseradish dyed green.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or a type of horseradish dyed
it's
green.
It's still a spicy horseradish.
Yes, yes. But it's not what real
it's
wasabi
not legit.
Is. And I didn't know this. And they said wasabi's really hot. And for some dumb reason that I cannot explain about myself and my own ego is that I feel my ability to eat very hot food impresses people. I don't know what that is because it's not impressive in any way.
How quickly you can drink a beer is, though.
How quickly I can drink a beer, kind of impressive.
Right.
But how much heat I can handle, like to the point where I've tortured myself.
Right.
Just to look like I'm pretty cool at eating hot food.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dumbest quirk that I have, probably.
I don't know anyone going like, hey, you know who's real cool?
Never seen that guy eat hot sauce? Wow. It's the dumbest thing. So anyway, I spread this real wasabi inside the sushi.
That's not common, right? Don't you dip it normally?
Things, well, you do, but I don't know. This is one of the things we were learning while we were making this sushi. Oh, so and she says, careful, this is hotter than what you'd get at the restaurant. Yeah, I'm sure it is, whatever. And I'm with Sherry, and I'm like, oh, check it out. She's like, wow, that's a lot of hot sauce. I'm like, oh, I can handle it, no problem. And I'm
spreading. At that point, did you think she was going to throw off her clothes?
I thought she's like, oh, take me now. Like, throw me on the table. Look at all that hot wasabi you're putting on your sushi.
What a man.
So I'm spreading this layer, and it's just getting thicker and thicker. thicker to the point where I'm getting carried away.
Like, are you talking butter on a sandwich thick? Mayo on a sandwich thick?
Peanut butter on a sandwich thick.
Oh, my God.
Dude. And it's not diluted with soy sauce, okay? This is straight wasabi,
mm-hmm.
right? Real wasabi. Again.
What a man.
I don't know the right? Thank you, Dylan. That's what I was looking for. And I thought I was going to get it.
Right.
Until I bit into the wasabi.
What happened next?
Instantly, eyes start to water. Mm-hmm. Nose start, that feeling, that indescribable feeling of wasabi in the nose, that nose burning, throat burning, coughing, eyes watering, ears ringing for some reason.
Oh, that, you know it's hot when.
But the entire time, trying to play it cool.
Mm.
And then what only a good wasabi, a good little smack of wasabi can do, the chest caving in feeling.
The
shortness of breath kicked in.
Yeah.
Still. On a date, trying to impress her, trying to act like nothing's going on.
Excuse yourself or you're just standing next to her?
Nose starts running, still sitting next to her,
mm-hmm.
until my snot is now liquefied. Like it's like water, and it starts dripping out of my nose. And I can't stop it, to the point where I thought I had a nosebleed.
Right.
But it's not. It's just the heat has broken down, has rendered my snot into a clear liquid.
Ew,
and it's pouring down my face.
So she knows something's up at this point,
right? Yeah, you can tell because my face is just like beet red, still trying to act cool, feeling like I'm going to die.
Is the instructor coming by to go like, hey, are you okay?
No, but everybody else at the class, because it wasn't a private class, there were like maybe a dozen people there, all start to look at me.
Right.
And they wonder if I'm having a heart attack. And at the moment, I felt like I was having a heart attack.
You're wondering because alongside them.
Unlike a hot pepper or a hot sauce, wasabi goes straight to the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Like hot sauce stays kind of in the throat.
It burns the skin more than anything.
Yeah. But a wasabi makes you like I've been punched in the gut. I can't breathe. So finally the jig is up,
mm-hmm.
and I go, that was too much wasabi. I'm coughing, and then I throw up.
No,
then
you didn't.
Then I excuse you in the bathroom, and I throw up.
Oh, no.
There
so
he
the
is,
ultimate.
Mr. Romantic.
Tried to impress her.
Yeah.
Little less wasabi, and she would have torn her clothes off.
I would imagine.
But, a little too
wasabi
much.
Wasabi story number two.
Okay. It's not
never been told.
It's not wasabi. This is this is the dumbest thing ever. And I've always tried to think, like, I wonder if other people have done this.
Okay.
And I've done this with several dates, girls, in my life. All right. Trying to impress them. On first, second, third, whatever, gatherings. And I'll tell the one that's the easiest to explain. So when I was courting my ex-wife, this is years ago, she had her bedroom, or her kitchen, sorry, was right next to a bathroom. It was an odd layout of a house, but you could, not like your house, Dylan, where your bathroom's still a good 10, 15, 20 feet from your kitchen counter.
Uh-huh.
This was like it went kitchen, table, and the door right beside it was the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you could hear through the bathroom pretty much anything that was happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear if somebody was peeing, you could hear that. And we're sitting at our kitchen table and we're talking and things are going well. And we'd been dating for a week and a half at this point.
Oh.
So we hadn't slept together or anything yet. So we just kissed,
mm-hmm.
and maybe like fooled around a little bit, but she didn't know anything about my anatomy yet. So I went into the bathroom, and tell me if you've done this before, because I would feel greatly relieved if anybody has done this before. And I've done this again, like I said, I did this with Sherry too. I started dating her for some weird, dumb, demented, strange reason. So I took my pants completely off.
What?
When I was in the bathroom. I excused myself to go to the bathroom. And I took my pants completely off.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason?
And I straddled the toilet. So I put my legs, one leg on either side of the toilet bowl.
Like facing it?
So I was, facing the toilet. What? So it's like I'm standing to pee. I'm standing to pee, but I'm hovering over the bowl.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. And then I squat and bend. I squat and I bend my knees.
Okay.
What were you trying to achieve here right now?
Well, let me explain. In an effort to get closer to the water of the toilet bowl.
So it makes less sound?
So that it gives the illusion that... it doesn't make any sense. It gives the illusion to somebody listening to me go to the bathroom The pee is not traveling a great distance.
Oh!
Because of the incredible endowment.
You took your pants off to do this?
To give the sound impression to somebody who I would think would be paying that close of attention to my bathroom break. That they would hear me going to the bathroom and think, wow, that water didn't travel very far. His penis must be huge.
And then she was phoning her friend later to go like, I don't know, but it's really close to the water.
Oh, are you kidding?
This has never happened to you, Robbie. Please tell me.
This has never happened to me. Now, I have tried to push pee out harder to make it seem like it's more forceful.
What? Why?
To make it seem like you have it's powerful down there. More powerful.
I say, well, see?
Wow.
Right? I just took it one step further, but that's not bad.
You guys make fun of me for taking my shirt off, going to the bathroom, and this is what you two are doing?
Because if somebody's listening, you want to leave a good impression.
Yeah.
What girl? I want to bring this up on a show so badly. Please text someone. Like, let us know if you're hearing this as a girl right now and go like, yep, I've thought about it.
Yeah. I've listened to him pee and thought, wow, that water, that pee didn't travel
very
far.
There's not a chance.
It must be huge.
That's ever crossed a girl's mind, right? There's not a chance.
Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening that intently.
You don't want somebody to be listening.
Well, because you know how.
Yeah, but if the bathroom is that close, they're going to hear it. So you might as well put on a show.
Your pants were off for the show.
Well, I had to straddle so I could get low enough to the toilet water.
That is wild.
That it sounded like. In fact, I also thought, you know, if I wanted to take this one step further, I'd just not go in. I just wouldn't pee. I'd just go in there and not do anything. And she'd think that it was in the water. Then you're winning.
Dangly.
But then here's the point that I think about always after that. I think if the date goes really well, she's going to figure out it's a lie anyway.
Right. Right? Well, and you said you did this with your latest girlfriend, too?
Yeah.
What a weird quirk.
I think I've done it with several girlfriends. Anytime there's a bathroom close by and we have yet to see each other naked, I do that. I'll call it the hang low.
The hang low.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, I just aim for the deepest part of the toilet so it sounds deep.
Yeah.
Like, so it. Yeah, you know
I'll do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how we pee together sometimes?
Yeah.
And you comment on my powerful stream?
Yeah.
It's all a lie. I'm pushing it out. I am pushing it out.
We always thought you were okay.
Wow. But I mean, to some degree, I'm just trying to get it out faster.
Right. This is such a weird, weird segment. I had no idea that anyone would ever do like
trust me, I don't think anybody does.
As possible when going to the washroom.
Well, and that's your other option. You don't want to draw attention to the sounds you're making.
Not
but if you're gonna,
single.
if you're in there, you might as well put your best performance forward. Yeah. Yeah.
Would never have guessed that in a million. Took his pants off.
Would Straddled
you hang him up?
Hmm?
Did you hang him up? What did you do
with
him?
I just kind of threw him on the counter.
Didn't you think it was weird that you had all this pant rustling going on more so than
else? You've got to be quiet when you're taking your pants. Oh, yeah. No, you got to hold your belt so the buckle doesn't rattle. Oh, it's a real thing, man.
Your head is
It's a
so
real process.
Funny.
Yeah.
Wow. I would never have even thought to do that. Not even, like, that didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, it makes no sense, really.
Not at all.
Because that would, for somebody to listening to think that there was a small distance, it would have to make a sound when it leaves.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
How would they
I realize that. I know.
And he just did it in his most recent relationship. He hasn't learned.
No, I did it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh
I did
my
it.
God.
I did it. It was at your house, actually, Dylan.
Are you kidding?
Yes, when I was living with you.
Oh my God.
When I had moved out from Kristen.
Yeah.
Sherry, you were in Jasper. And Sherry came by for a visit. Don't worry, we didn't do anything. But we were in your living room.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, that bathroom's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I better do my trick.
Wow.
So I did my trick, yeah.
That is shocking. Wow. I've never.
It's 2 weeks later, it all worked.
I guess so, right? You're still in the relationship. Right, still in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in that relationship.
Yeah.
Right now. Look at that.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. Want to know how to get girls?
That's how you do it.
What do you call it? The low?
The hang low.
The hang low. Yeah, hang low.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what we'll call it from now on. So if you've ever heard of the hang low and you're listening to this.
I want anyone that's listening, just if you're listening, we need you to text.
Or if you think it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Let us know.
Robbie, where's the best way that we can get all these comments in one place?
You know what? It's going to be all over the place. We'll probably forget by tomorrow morning. But if somebody is listening to this today, text us tomorrow morning on the show. 917-917.
Is there a way we can talk about this on the live show?
Yeah. The hang low.
Okay.
We have to see
if women are, if that's something that they would listen
to. If they're listening that closely?
If that's something that would impress
them. We need
them.
To know. We need to know that. And we also need to know if any other guy on the planet would ever do something like that.
I think I might be the only one. I've never admitted that to anybody.
That is wild.
Until now.
Okay, well, we can't top that. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
Now. Wow. There's no way that gets stopped.
Okay, remind us about it tomorrow if you're listening to this right now on the live show, and we'll see if we can pull the audience live and see if that's a thing. Thanks for listening to the After Show.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Weekday mornings on KISS 91.7.